Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 74 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and I am aggrieved. We are here not only to identify the dumbest thing on this page, but for me to, you know, take advantage of my position as a podcaster, the podcaster of record about the failings of Ninjas and Super Spies. I'm going to use this opportunity to complain about something that is my personal bone to pick with this game. So this is the beginning of the vehicle section. There's a big dull table, two big dull tables, in fact, on this page, and they are the beginning of the vehicle creation rules. The first one lists basic vehicle types and their costs and all that miscellanea, how many they can seat and how much SDC they have, and how many turrets you can put on them, because, of course, in Palladium, that's a basic statistic of all vehicle. How many turrets can you put on it? And then underneath, there's a table of, like, how fast can it go? And you buy each of these things separately. So when you buy a vehicle, you have to kind of build it from scratch. First, you have to buy the basic vehicle, then you have to buy speed, and so on, as we'll see over the next few days. So before I get to the punchline of this, let me give you the background. Let me give you my personal history. I initially grew up with Heroes Unlimited, Ninjas and Super Spies, taller, more attractive cousin. Heroes Unlimited is a game about superheroes, but because Palladium never throws away a rule, it is also a game about many more things. There are all kinds of little details in Heroes Unlimited that one would not typically think of as important in a comic book or a superhero movie. One example of that does relate to vehicles. Almost every character class in Heroes Unlimited has a little note at the end about the kind of car you drive. For example, if you are a mutant, a Cyclops, or a The Beast, you have an 88% chance of having a car that is 1d6 years old. Now, this is distinct from the vehicle creation rules that you'll find under the hardware character class. Those are the guys who make super vehicles. That's a totally different thing. This is not like you're buying it off the lot brand new. This is not you're a gizmeteer creating a car. This is just in your regular civilian capacity when you're not out fighting evil mutants as Cyclops. What do you drive around town? Well, 88% chance it's a conventional car that's like 1 to 6 years old. Now, who cares what Cyclops drives? Not me. But that information is there for you in Heroes Unlimited. And it's not uniform. It's different for every character class. So, like, if we go and look at the psionics section, you know, for your Jean Greys, we find that that character has an 89% chance to have a car that's 1d6 years old. 1% more. What craft? What storytelling? But nonetheless, that detail was deemed important enough to make it into the book. The stage magician, special training character, the character who uses stage magic to fight crime, has an 88% chance of owning not just a car, but a sports car. Whereas the hunter/vigilante, the character class of people who hunt people, it's weird that that's a character class, but that's role-playing and that's comics, has an 88% chance, I believe, to own a four-wheel drive vehicle, specifically. Because sometimes, you know, when you're a hunting man, you gotta go a little off-road. You can't go on a man safari in an Elantra, as the old saying goes. So for every kind of superhero you can imagine, I mean, even the robot pilot character type, which includes robot pilots whose thing is that they own like an intelligent car. So even if you're a superhero whose power is that you own a supercar, you still get to roll to see what your other car is and how many years old it is. Nobody seems to own like a new car. Everybody has this little detail, this little slice of life of like what's in your carport at home. And none of it could possibly matter less to the conduct of a superhero story. Nobody cares what Cyclops drives. Nobody cares what Jean Grey drives. Nobody cares. It's in comic books, there are two kinds of vehicles, Batmobile and other. That's all we need to know. But in Ninjas and Super Spies, it's a different story. For the inattentive listener, allow me to remind you of a few of the character classes in this game. The worldly martial artist, a martial arts master who is mostly monastery trained, but now lives out in the world with just a little military background, a love of kung fu, living a simple life. The private eye, who may be of any background, but is a struggling, hard-boiled PI trying to make it out there doing a independent investigation. A rugged individualist. The wandering free agent, who is a very hands-on spy who travels to all the remote locations in the world, loves to live out in it. This is not your penthouse spy. This is your backroads of Mexico spy. the commando mercenary, that wonderful character who is sort of a stealthy kung fu commando who learned spiritual enlightenment through the martial arts, and now lives this sort of eccentric off-the-grid life, doing yoga and owning a lot of rifles. The veteran grunt, down-and-out ex-military guy, now trying to make his way with his skill at violence and his poor social adaptation. Tough, poor, salty, hard-nosed, self-reliant. I submit to you that these character classes, which make up nearly a third of the available character classes in the game, are all dudes who would definitely own a broke-down pickup. But unlike the psychic superheroes and blue-furred mutants of Heroes Unlimited, none of these characters can own a broke-down pickup. The table on this page provides prices only for new vehicles. Or if it does allow you to create salvaged vehicles or used vehicles, they're all the same price. And that price is too goddamn high. A pickup costs $12,000. There's no way to get it for less that I can tell. And that's with before you buy any speed for it. That's if you've got a pickup up on blocks. That's $12,000. And what, you ask, confident in the fact that I have nothing better to do, is the median starting wealth for Ninjas and Super Spies characters? Well, it's $12,000. That means that most of the characters in this game cannot afford to start play with a pickup that can go. And none of the aforementioned broke-down pickup dudes can afford a pickup. So the bitter irony is that over here on Heroes Unlimited, where I just want to make, you know, Brian the Brain Boy, who shoots people with mind blasts, I roll up this nebbishy little psychic character, and I randomly end up with, you know, a 2011 Chevy Silverado, just out of nowhere. But then, over here in Ninjas and Super Spies, I'm creating, you know, like an ex-Green Beret who's got a bum leg and is living in a little town in Texas, trying to make ends meet by taking odd, violent jobs, and he can't have a pickup truck. And this isn't even a rules thing. I mean, I know Palladium hates to write new rules, but this is in Heroes Unlimited. And not only that, but the rules on this page were actually adapted, if I'm not mistaken, from Roadhogs, because they keep talking about salvaging these vehicles, and this is the price for salvaging them, but it's also the same price for buying them new. So this is some kind of weird, as we're going to see as we proceed to this section, this is like a whole like shambling Frankenstein of a rule system. It's never clear exactly what they're getting at through this whole thing. I feel like it was half changed and half not. But let's not get bogged down. Let's not get distracted from the fact that this is a game full of broke-down pickup dudes who are not allowed to have broke-down pickups. And that is the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time for more stupid tables on page 75 of MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.